Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just a quick reminder, this go-round of these devotional broadcasts are weekday mornings only. So if you come back Saturday or Sunday looking for a new devotional broadcast from Impact Prayer Ministry, you're probably not going to find it. But there are plenty of previous broadcasts in the archives that you should be able to find something to encourage you. But the live ones right now are Monday through Friday. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos, we're looking at the specific topic of letting go of guilt. The writer of Hebrews gives us this comparison of Jesus as our high priest to the work of the high priest in generations before him, and outlines how much better Jesus is, who's able to once and for all offer a sacrifice that completely cleanses us. In Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 22, he says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." As I think about that, I think about how much God's desire is to offer us forgiveness. It's interesting, today's the weekly prayer guide that I write, today's specific topic in that is about walking in forgiveness. And it uses a verse that I mentioned in the written devotion that's in the book that this today's broadcast is based on. And it's, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This idea of confession, of being in agreement with God about our sin. When we're in agreement with God, then we're in agreement with what we ought to do about it, and in agreement with what he will do about it. Forgive us and cleanse us. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. You see, oftentimes when disaster hits, when we find ourselves in the midst of chaos, when it seems nothing is going right, we want someone to blame. And sometimes when there is no one, we blame ourselves. You see, all of us have those times where our mind goes through all of the what-ifs. What if I had done something different? What if I had not done anything at all? What if? And when we begin to play out how a different scenario might have resulted in something better, we find guilt nagging at our hearts, at our minds. And it isn't long before we believe we deserve whatever calamity we're facing because, well, we caused it. You see, the problem with not letting go of guilt is that it's a very damaging thing in our life. You see, even if there are things that we could have changed or should have changed, we can't go back and do that. The problem is that we don't simply dismiss guilt without acknowledging it. When we let go of guilt, the need is to deal with anything that's truthful out of that. You see, we can't go back and change what we did or how we did things, but we can start now and change if we need to. You see, letting go of guilt says, I'm moving forward. I'm dealing with what was done wrong, whether it was done wrong by me or someone else. And I'm living life. It's going to God. And if we need His forgiveness, if we need the forgiveness of someone else, we confess our sins. We know His faithfulness. And we experience that faithfulness. You see, letting go of guilt isn't turning our back and ignoring all that came before. But it's saying what happened no longer has a hold on me. Excuse me. No longer dictates how I live today. No longer dictates how I look toward tomorrow. You see, God wants us to live with a pure and a cleansed conscience because He's the one that has cleansed it. He's the one that has made a way for us to live in forgiveness, in purity and wholeness. Today, as we live life, I believe one of the questions that each of us ought to ask is, what am I carrying that I shouldn't be? It's kind of half of the purpose of this whole devotional book that I wrote. Helping us to make those determinations to distinguish between the good that I ought to keep and the bad that I should not carry any longer. There are a variety of things that we really need to let go of. Deal with them. Address them. Take care of them to the best of your ability with God's help, through the power of His Spirit, through the instruction of His Word. But when you do that, let it go. You see, even when we know God's forgiveness, even when we have confessed our sins, even when we have made the changes that we need to make, guilt has a way of reminding us of a past that God has already dealt with. And in the midst of chaos, in the midst of disaster, in the midst of uncertainty and confusion, guilt has a way of paralyzing us, of making us second guess ourselves, of keeping us from living in the freedom that Christ has set us free to live in. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to examine that basket. If there are still unresolved things that causing you to carry guilt, then deal with it. And then let it go. Walk in that newness of life that Christ has set us free to walk in. Maybe it's just guilt that you continue to carry even though you've dealt with it in appropriate and godly ways. Sometimes it's guilt that others continually remind you of. Sometimes, and I think more often, at least for many of us, it's guilt that we continually remind ourselves of. Spend more time listening to God and less time listening to others and to self. You will find that even while you're still in the midst of whatever chaos life is bringing you, when you let go of guilt, you can see today more clearly. And you can definitely see tomorrow more clearly. Live as one who knows the full love of Jesus and share that love with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, and your love has promised to cleanse us, to forgive us, to wash us so completely that we can live with a clear conscience, that our guilt has been removed. Father, even when we look back and are tempted to look back and think of all of the things we could have done differently, even all of the things we should have done differently, help us to deal with those things appropriately and then let go. May we make those choices today that will not bring guilt tomorrow. And Father, for every one of us, we live with such limited knowledge, even when we think we know everything. Even when we think we make decisions based on all of the information available, there are times we make the wrong decision. And we suffer for it, or someone else suffers for it. Father, in those times, help us to be in agreement with you and change our thinking so that we can turn in the right direction and let go of the guilt that took us in the wrong direction. Father, help us to not be casually dismissive of guilt, but to let it do its work. But when its work has brought us to a point of change, help us to let it go and to walk and to live and to do life by faith. Father, as we let go of guilt, may we be confident in the power of Jesus to cleanse us from all of those things that should not have been in our life, that whether intentional or with well-meaning intent or not, may we trust in the power of Jesus and His blood to cleanse us. And may we walk in greater freedom that lifts up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.